Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Welcome to your brand new week. On a Monday morning, here we are at K-Rock. We had a lot of listeners out there at the Dodgers Parade on Friday.
Fine, where are you at? I'm on First and Spring for the Dodger Parade. We did it. Bud Light Bros, where you at?
A lot of people were out there, 100,000 plus. Looked like a lot of fun. Of course, it feels like it was forever ago because so much has happened since. And want to thank everyone for joining in on the live interactive show we do each and every morning here at K-Rock, even though some people prefer to listen after the fact on the podcast.
Is that weird that I like listening to you guys on the podcast rather than on the radio? Because I don't like listening to music. I'd rather just listen to you guys. Sweet dibs.
Seems like that guy could use some music. Gosh. Pick him up a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
So here we are with another hour of show for you. Complete this hour with tickets for the LA Kings. We'll make that happen for you. Get into some Netflix or Notflix. And to get you ready for voting, we're going to have our very first round of regular people elections.
Yeah, because
people elections.
I know we want to elect like professionals and politicians, but I feel like they all kind of lose their way when they're trying to find their way to the top. So there are a lot of people in regular situations that deserve to be president of that situation.
Right, and you know what we're talking about. I mean, your workplace, you know, just because someone is the boss, the biggest boss, doesn't mean that they are or
president
should be the president
of the workplace.
There's so many people that I think we need to discuss as we just give regular people the chance to earn some glory on the show, and that's what it's all about. So we'll get into that this hour. And as we mentioned, your Kings tickets coming up as well. If you need us, 800-520-1067. You can call, you can text, you can stop down at the K-Rock Studios, Mid-Wilshire. We're here for you this morning and every single morning on K-Rock. From Long Beach, who started his day today getting a phone call from us that he's going VIP style to When We Were Young in Vegas. I know if you're not Kevin from Long Beach, you probably don't care about this, but just more reason to keep listening to K-Rock so that hopefully one day soon we can give you a call and give you the good news. You're traveling. Airfare, hotel, VIP, When We Were Young. We'll have more cool stuff like that I'm sure to hook you up with, so just keep listening. And thank you and congratulations once again to Kevin, who had his sleeping baby on him when we delivered the good news earlier this morning.
We've already done so much today.
So much. And you tell me how you would react to this story, because Vanessa had an encounter at a bar this weekend that I find strange, although I shouldn't find it strange, but it just hits me weird. If someone goes up to you at a bar, stranger, talking to a stranger at a bar, you're having conversation, you realize it's a pleasant conversation, at some point, don't you assume that one of you is going to start hitting on the other one, or it's going to escalate to, let me get your phone number, or hey, let's we should hang out again, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a successful night out at a bar.
This is exactly what happened to Vanessa, but the person she was talking to was not a guy, it was a lady.
Nice.
It was platonic, Allison.
And Vanessa claims that after meeting a stranger at a bar and having a very pleasant conversation, that she believes that she found a new friend.
And did you ask her for her number?
Yeah, I was like, do you want to exchange? I didn't say number. I said, do you want to exchange Instagrams? I'm like, I feel like we should hang out. and she agreed with me.
Yeah, like, and then you have a nervous giggle.
Yeah, but Vanessa, friends. You don't think You don't think she thought that this was a hit on it all? Did you say
No. She was there with a guy.
A guy that she was dating or
she was there
a wingman?
And then he went to the bathroom and I was like...
You made your move. Now's my time. No,
wow, just, you conveniently did it when he was in the bathroom?
He was just a little bit weird. And then I asked her, hey, are you okay? Like, do you like need to get out of this situation? Because I got you. Because I saw that interaction. She's like, no. She was like, I know, he seems a little bit weird. And I was like, okay, if you say you're okay. And then we just like started talking and she told me how she met him. And she was like from San Diego and she was telling me she was moving to Orange County. And she told me that her mom passed away. I, like, found out so many details. And I was like, I feel like you need a friend.
Okay, but...
I really did like our interaction that I was like, we should hang out when you move to Orange County.
That's so weird, though.
It's not weird. She was cool.
No, but you're to pick up... I understand picking up someone with the outside chance you're going to hook up. That I get. I understand that. The idea of picking up someone to...
Especially what a story. I rescued you from your bad date and then we lived happily ever after.
Right. But to pick up someone for a friendship seems like just a real waste of energy.
It's weird. That's why it's hard for adults to make friends. Remember when we were kids and we would be at the playground and then you just became friends with whoever?
Yeah.
Same thing. Our playground is the bar.
Yeah, I know. It's true. When you were a kid, it was like, hey, do you want to play and be friends? And it's like, yes. And then that's just what happened. And then you were together all the time. And then eventually you just stopped being friends with that person and were friends with somebody else. But you were very aggressive about friends.
Well, because you realize when you're a kid, you make a friend. You're like, oh, they had a red shirt and I had a red shirt. And then you realize years down the line, you're like, maybe we weren't that compatible. We both happened to be wearing.
You like the monkey bars? I love the monkey bars.
And then you realize,
that's crazy.
Like, yes, we've known each other a long time, but maybe we don't go much deeper than that in this relationship. Whereas you, on the other hand, interesting that you also try to become bar hero. This is not the first time you've gone up to someone. I feel like you've told us this before, where you are constantly like the bar lifeguard. You're making sure everyone's okay.
Well, it's just like I would want someone to do that for me. And
right.
I just happened to be sitting next to her.
Well, are you alone in this scenario?
No,
or are you
with my friend? But then my friend's talking to a guy, so I'm like in the middle, and then I'm just seeing an interaction. And then I was like, "Yo, are you okay?" Like when that guy left. And then we just started chit-chatting, and she was super cool. She wants to be a doctor. Guys, I found out so many things. And I want you to know that she did DM me. She's like, hey, friend. And I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you.
Okay, I don't know. I'm determined.
I think this is going to get sexual.
I'm detecting that Vanessa is a little bit smitten.
I am smitten. She was such a cool girl, but like as in a friendship type of way, guys.
Did you say at any point, I don't want this to come across like I'm hitting on you. I'm just looking for...
She knows I wasn't hitting on her.
How would she know? Everything you said...
She was like, oh, are you dating? I was like, no, like the guys suck.
Oh my God.
That's even more.
Yes.
What?
Look, Vanessa, if I was a lesbian at a bar, if I was a bisexual woman who was on a bad date with a guy and some girl came up to me and said, are you okay? Do you need to be rescued? Oh yeah, I'm dating, but all the guys are terrible. I would think even if she was kind of straight, you are very, very turnable.
Did you talk about your love of rollerblading too? Because if you did, that's going to be game over.
Exactly.
Did you mention?
I didn't.
You didn't mention that?
No.
I think she thinks you're into her.
Totally.
I don't think so.
And by the way.
And you're like, anyway, I used to work for a gay radio station.
Hey,
like
also,
your job history,
don't
too.
Don't say that about K-Rock. How dare you.
No. Hey, Vanessa. Like, literally, also, she did.
Vanessa, also, your Instagram, your personal one? It's all a bunch of like artsy photography stuff.
Totally.
There's nothing gayer than that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I'm telling you right now.
You love nature?
Yes. That is as gay gets. Like, and I'm not saying that is a bad thing, but there's only so many shadows.
I am.
Okay. Ali is saying that. There's only so many pictures of like forests and trees and dewy plants that someone's like, oh, this woman's gay.
Totally.
Guys, don't be jealous because you're not creative.
I also have shared with you some of my lesbian fantastic music and you like it, don't you?
It's because, look, lesbians and straight girls have a lot of things in common, but this girl was straight, and I'm straight, and we can totally be friends.
How long before they hook up, Allie?
Oh, my God.
Zero.
If they hang out this coming weekend, they're going to be... It's going to be a coming weekend. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's going to be... If they had put on that Chaperone song, you guys would have been just... Once every 4 years, we get to vote for president. That's a pretty important election. But every day you go to your job and perhaps you work in an office or maybe you work for yourself. Maybe you work at home. But regardless, we think there are people that deserve the title. Not necessarily the biggest boss, but there are people that potentially could earn the title if this were to be an election style where you would say, This is not a popularity contest, but this is the, quote, president of the office for something that they do.
Yeah, if you were able to choose your boss or choose the president of your workplace, what would be the type of person you would vote for? 818 said, I vote for the IT guy that announces that computers have to go through a maintenance check and that you'll have to pause working.
Oh, that's great.
And that he's going to take a while to get the programs back up.
Chris, you're on K-Rock. Good morning. Open nominees right now, and then we'll do some voting, and we're trying to figure out who should earn the title of president of a standard office just based on something they do on a regular basis, or even if it's just a one-off. What's up?
Regular basis, he brings food to work, but he also does things outside of the workplace that make him amazing. We had an outside of work party, out of beer, out of alcohol. It was late night. We couldn't buy it past 2 a.m. He showed up with tequila and a 24-pack.
Nice.
See, there is the person, and I think that a lot of offices have this person, that does take it upon themselves to make sure that the others are having fun. And maybe it's just so he can tolerate his coworkers, so he needs everyone to be hammered so he can be as well. But they take that job rather seriously.
Somebody else wanted to nominate, this is from 310, the person who has been there for years and can tell you what you really have to do and don't do.
Yeah, it's cool. Love you that know? Person. They've been around for a while.
It's like, you know that training? Yeah, you don't have to do that.
Right.
And you're like, yes!
They somehow have avoided all the mass layoffs and they still have like held on to their
yeah.
job. And they're like, yeah, that's...
And they're like curmudgeon-y but super helpful at the
yeah.
same time.
And you could skip that altogether. It's good that like the old whisper. And they kind of like to be under the radar on purpose, I think, because
yeah.
they know that's why they're still there necessarily.
Yeah, but you're like, ask Sherry. She's been here for 25 years.
800-520-1067. You can call, you can text. This is practice voting as we decide who would deserve the title of, let's just say, president of an office. I mean, there's so many things, you know, I would argue that at this place, but it would be true for almost anywhere I've worked, there is the person that they're not the office gossip in the sense that they will create problems, but they do have the answers to every unknown, like, are they, what's the deal? Are they dating or are they cheating
oh,
with
the
each other?
Oh, the gossip know-it-all?
But they know, but their information is always spot on. Because I do think there's a lot of people that have bad intel and they start rumors and this and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
But then there is the person that just knows the dynamics, and they
yeah.
know, like, you don't want, trust me, stay away from her.
Or, like, don't get stuck in a conversation with that guy
yeah,
over there.
That,
totally.
That
like,
person,
helps you with the social aspect
that,
of it.
That person's a very valuable person. I don't know if I would say presidential in stature, but useful to have for sure.
909 wanted to nominate the person who can always find a reason for some kind of an office party. Like, always finds reasons to drink, always has, like, a little celebration for somebody. 310 wanted to nominate the person who gets one for you without asking. If they're going to Starbucks
oh,
or
great,
if they're going to Chipotle or whatever.
They just show up.
And they just know that you like that.
Hey, I brought
so
this
they,
back.
Instead of, hey, can I tend to text you? Do you want anything? And you
right.
do the whole, no, that's okay. Or then you feel bad asking. They just bring it to you.
Yeah, the least you can do, especially if you work with people for any sort of, you know, extended period of time, and even if you've got a small crew, the least you can do is say, hey, by the way, I'm stopping at Starbucks. Can I bring anyone anything? That's the least you can do. But
yeah.
that's sometimes annoying because some people don't see the text till afterwards.
And then it's a lot of coordinating
yeah.
and yes.
The thing you can do that would put you at that next level is like, hey, I know you're always a fan of the da-da-da, so I just got it for you. And
yeah.
then the person's like, wow. Unbelievable. It's almost like they're campaigning for this title that doesn't even exist of president of the office.
Yeah. 913 wanted to nominate the boss who doesn't care.
So great. That's a,
doesn't care what you wear, doesn't care if you leave early, doesn't care if you're sick or actually sick.
I think this is Brandon's nominee. Brandon, would you care to elaborate on your nominee?
Yes, absolutely. I'm from the 913 here in Kansas City. When you guys got piped in, I became a listener.
Thank you.
Yeah. I nominate the Sweet Dibbits, by the way.
Sweet Dibs.
Sweet Dibs.
I nominate the boss who just doesn't care what you wear within reason.
Mm-hmm.
You're in an office. Good to see you.
Yeah, there is. We all know what it's like to work for the boss that takes the title of boss very seriously and to the point where they almost want the rules followed just because they think that that means they're doing their job as the boss. But then there's the boss that has the power but doesn't really, no F's given.
Yeah.
And that's a much better situation to be in.
281 wanted to nominate, as president of the office, the biggest slacker. You can't do anything so wrong that it is worse than the office slacker.
God.
I don't know what the slacker has on the boss, but they can't get fired either. but they are the person who's always underachieving, so you always feel at least a little better about your performance.
It is such an undervalued and important role to have, is that person that is always below you, because you will never be as bad as them. And you always think to yourself, as long as they're here,
yeah,
I will probably be here too.
I'll be okay because I'm not the weakest link.
Because I'm not them.
Yes.
That could be the winner of this entire thing, to be honest. David on K-Rock, open nominees as we are potentially going to vote for president of the office. Who do you think deserves that honor?
I nominate the person that finds a way to make the company pay for everything.
Oh, that's such a good one. The person with the card, and they're just like, no, it's just what the office pay for it. And
yeah.
You're like, what?
Or you guys had like a crazy, like, fun time out, and then like someone mentioned something about a spreadsheet.
Yeah, and they just put the corporate card down, and you're like, yay!
Like zero work was done at all. And they're like, Tommy, bring up the spreadsheet. They're like, spreadsheet! And he's like, all right,
spreadsheet!
This whole thing is a write-off. By the way, the person that has the power to run anything, you're absolutely right there. That's a good one. That has the
really
power
good.
And doesn't have any... has no problem, even if it's in a very gray area, going, we'll write that off.
Totally.
That's work-ish. We'll write that off.
714 is his old school. I want to nominate the hot secretary. Always goes the extra mile. Listen, I feel like that doesn't exist anymore.
It does still exist. Maybe not secretary, but the good looking, you can go either way, man or woman, but the person that is clearly significantly better looking than everyone else at the office, but gives everyone something to look at,
yeah,
I think is valuable. I think you need that person. We don't have that here. I wish we did.
What about the person who, oh my God, this is a good one. So on Zooms, when they like make you watch stuff and then answer questions, but they'll in the chat put the answers so you don't have to pay attention.
Person helps you cheat.
Yeah.
That's a great one too. These are some strong nominees, as you know, tomorrow we have an actual election to vote for, but right now we're trying to figure out who should have the biggest title in the office place. It's not necessarily the biggest boss or the person that makes the most. In fact, quite the opposite. I think it could be someone else altogether. Alexander on K-Rock, go ahead. What's up?
Hi, I actually make cookies for my work every single Monday,
We have someone like you here, and her name is Maggie, and she is always, and she's not just one of these people that brings in weird stuff that she experiments with on TikTok. She's legitimate and real deal, and I agree that person that just has got a hobby, and they're good at it, and they like bringing it into the people.
Well, like Justin with his bagels.
Yeah, but those aren't good. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, they're all right.
Those were experimental bagels.
He brought a bagel cutter as well.
Yeah, I know, but my point is, I do.
They're great.
Thank you, Jake. You also eat garbage, Jake. You're like a.
What about the office vacuum, like Jake? Any food that's left on the table, he'll be the one to clean it out.
Yeah. Or Jake's rack. Someone said. What about Jake's rack? Hey, how would you like to join us for some Netflix or Notflix? We'll get into that in just a moment. We'll put up our favorites and let you vote on the Instagram. We got tickets up for grabs to see the Kings play hockey. Call us now, 800-520-1067.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Royal Otis, K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. So many great submissions continuing to pour through as we look to figure out who could be the president of the workplace, including the person that said they do not have a high title, but they've become friendly with the boss, and as a result, they have the ability to change the boss's opinion about things.
Oh, yes.
That's a great nominee as well.
Like, can change the boss's mind, but in a good way.
Yeah. Like
doesn't suck as a person.
Don't you think you should just give everyone Friday off, Dodgers parade, the boss looked great idea? Pretend it's mine.
Someone else wanted to nominate the person who isn't afraid to call out management for sucking at something.
That's great.
You know, and it's like, yes, you're saying what we're all thinking, but you're not afraid of the consequences.
Let's get into it. A brand new month has begun, which means new shows coming to Netflix. And we have created our very own that are currently available for purchase. Netflix will sell you any of our original ideas for $20. That's it. $20, you can have a brand new show. We call this Netflix or Notflix. We will describe the show. And you just have to say thank you. Just have to say whether or not it is an actual show that is coming to Netflix this month or one that we have made up. Everyone who gets theirs right, Allie will write your name down. One of you, she'll pick at random. We'll give you some tickets to go see the LA Kings play some hockey. All right, here we go. Start with Alex in Anaheim. Make our way up and down these phones for the return of Netflix or Notflix. Alex, how goes it?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, I'm going to read you a description of a show right now, and you just have to tell us, is this coming to Netflix or did we make this up altogether? You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Emergency at the North Pole, as Santa has gained just too much weight for his sleigh to fly this year. Now he has just 3 weeks before Christmas Eve to get into shape, or Christmas will be canceled. James Corden stars as Santa in Ho 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 Zempic. Is that a Netflix movie for the holidays, or is that not Flix? James Corden stars as Santa in Ho 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 Zempic.
You know, for the actor and the name, I'm going to say a
Notflix. Say Notflix. She does not believe Ho 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 Zempic is real. Show me Notflix.
Not!
We made that up. Although, Allie, great show
great
idea.
Great idea. It would be very strange to see a British Santa.
Well, listen.
I've got to get to the kids. Listen. You're like, ugh.
Ho 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 Zempic is his thing. You can see that final scene where he's flying across the sky yelling Ho 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 Zempic. We go to Huntington Beach right now. Alex got his right. Netflix, Notflix. Should be easy to figure out. Hello, Omar in Huntington Beach. How goes it?
Sweet divots, guys.
Sweet
divots.
Six golden singles, which are singles in their golden years, learn the new rules of modern romance as they set out to find love and rediscover themselves in this heartfelt reality series about old people dating, produced by the Obamas. It's called The Later Dater. Is The Later Dater a Netflix show, or is that Notflix? Did we make it up?
Notflix.
He says Notflix sounds made up. Did the Obamas produce a show about old people dating called The Later Daters? Let's find out. That is real, and that is coming to Netflix. Season one, I believe, starts this month, I think, right?
Wait, the Obamas produced that?
The Obamas produced this, and it's called The Later Daters.
They said, let's make an old people dating show? That's their next thing?
That's their next thing. Sorry, nice try. See, some of the real shows are dumber than the ones we've made up.
My God.
Let's add a Valerie and Downey. Valerie, good morning. Welcome to Netflix or Notflix on K-Rock. How goes it?
Hi, what's up?
What's up? Here we go. Five families of five compete to see who can eat the most Thanksgiving food in a one-hour period for $100,000? Netflix Live presents the biggest eating competition since the Pilgrims first arrived at Plymouth Rock. This is called Family Feast Off Thanksgiving Edition.
Mm.
Five families of five competing to eat as much Thanksgiving food as they can in 1 hour for $100,000. Is that Netflix or is that Notflix?
Notflix.
She says Notflix. I know they had a lot of success with the Joey Chestnut Kobayashi unfinished beef, so I could understand why live eating competition shows are good.
And they want to do more live stuff.
I would also very much enjoy watching families of five really going to town on just pounds and pounds of mashed potatoes and turkey and gravy. But she's right. That is made up. That is Notflix. But available for purchase, Netflix, if you're paying attention.
Netflix has figured out how to do eating stuff without getting sued.
Yeah, they figured it out. We can't.
We can't do it for some reason.
Or they just don't care because they got the money to cover it. Let's say hi to David in Garden Grove. Netflix or Notflix? Real shows coming to Netflix this month, or ones that we have completely made up?
Sweet.
A jaded mother makes a last-ditch effort to keep her family together by taking them on a trip to their teenage daughter's pole dancing competition.
What?
This is called Let's Go. Is that Netflix or is that Notflix?
That sounds like a movie I want to watch, so I'm going to say Netflix.
All right. A jaded mother taking their family to see their teen daughter's pole dancing competition does seem absurd, and that is
Netflix.
Actually already started November 1st. It's currently streaming on Netflix. Write down David's name. He got his right. Give two more people a chance, and then we'll announce who's going to go see the Kings.
They're just putting words together now at this
point. It does feel that way. Pole dancing, teenager, jaded, go.
Competition, boom.
Hey, Mark?
Hey, guys, sweet dude.
Finally, a dating show for people who are already in relationships, trying to spice things up. These days, open relationships and ENM, ethical non-monogamy, are everywhere. And as a result, 10 individuals that are currently in relationships are searching for their side piece. And this dating show coming to Netflix called Side Piece. Ooh. Is that Netflix or is that Notflix?
Notflix.
Show me Notflix.
Not!
Don't know how that's not real yet, Allie.
Yeah.
I think there was a real thruple dating show that was on Peacock. But the idea that
people—that's fitting.
Yes, it is fitting. I know. We'll give, let's see here, Jamie from Pico the final chance at this, Netflix or Notflix. Oh, Jaime, excuse me. Jaime, welcome to K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. A lot of people have gotten theirs right so far. It's not been that difficult. Let's.
You've even made the titles less obvious.
I've tried to because I know how Netflix operates now.
Ho-Ho-Ho Zempic was what I would expect. But the others were a little
I was going to call all
elusive.
The shows Ho-Ho-Ho Zempic. this is called Retired Professor Charles Feels Life Has Nothing New in Store for Him.
That's a long title.
A year after his wife's passing, he's become stuck in the routine and grown distant from his daughter. When he decides to take her on a pole dance. No.
But he's to a pole dancing competition.
But when he spies on a classified ad from a private investigator, he's inspired to roll the dice on a new adventure, going undercover to solve a mystery
of
a stolen family heirloom. This is called A Man on the Inside.
Not.
Oh, my God.
That's Netflix. I would never spend that
what
time.
What a log line. That was right long now. As hell.
All right. That's called, that's real. That actually starts streaming on November 20th. All right. Now you know all the stuff you could be watching and all the stuff that's made up. And unfortunately, a lot of these made up shows would have been a lot of fun to watch, but they're never coming to Netflix. So you can't watch them. You're just going to have to eat five families in your own neighborhood for nothing.
You could have watched the first 20 minutes of all of those shows.
Valerie, David, Alex, Mark, all predicted correctly, Allie. Which one of them is winning? Pull a name at random. Who do we get?
All right. Congrats to Valerie.
Valerie, you've done it. You're going to go see the LA Kings play some hockey, all right, at Crypto.
Cool.
Tickets
Thanks.
Are yours for the game against the Red Wings on the 16th. Hang tight so we can get you those tickets. Thank you for playing. We got to take ourselves a super quick break. We're back with your ADD news. Get into a brand new hour of the show after this. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Let's figure out what's going on in the world with the look at your ADD news. Then we get into a brand new unpredictable hour next.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news. I'm in the middle of an intermittent fast, so if I pass out...
So we've had some tough losses over the last few weeks. Fernando Valenzuela, Quincy Jones, Liam Payne. But the tragedy of Peanut the Squirrel is the story that has gripped the nation. Similar to P22, it is about an animal that achieved national fame only to leave this earth far too soon. And that is the case with Peanut the Squirrel. He was injured 7 years ago, taken in by an animal rescue. And then because he was unable to make it on the outside, they kept it and it was like squirrel in the house. And they started making videos, and he ended up racking up 3 million followers.
Oh.
Now, Peanut has been confiscated and killed. And this is the owner telling the story of how the DEA raided his house.
They sent 6 to 8 officers to my house from Albany to confiscate a squirrel and a raccoon. We were police escorted into the bathroom. Mind you, this is a search warrant for a squirrel and a raccoon, and I feel like this was a little bit of an overkill.
Longo says he was working on the necessary paperwork to be able to legally own Peanut as an educational animal.
And then he became best friends with my cat, so that's when we turned to social media. We put some funny and silly videos out there, and the internet loved him. He became the world's most famous squirrel.
Peanut racked up a combined 3 million followers on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Longo says he believes Peanut's fame led to someone filing a complaint.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now everybody is trying to figure out who was the person who ratted out Peanut. And this has even gotten political. J.D. Vance said that Trump is very broken up over the death of Peanut the Squirrel.
I believe it.
Yeah. So it is something that is, you know, like P22, people are outraged. They're upset. I would imagine that in New York, maybe a Peanut mural would be going up at some point. I mean, just think of how attached people still are to P22.
I was unaware of Peanut the Squirrel, but is it illegal to keep squirrels inside your home? Is that, well, I don't understand what the issue is.
Yes, it is.
That's
like
illegal?
The unlawful housing of an animal or something like that, which
really?
I'm always so confused by that, because when you see shows like Chimp Crazy,
right,
you're like, are we all allowed to have chimps but not squirrels?
No, we're not really allowed to have chimps either. I mean, and also that was Florida, so it's totally different rules, I think. But I would think if I opened...
This was an animal rescue. So they had horses, they had all these different animals that they were rehabbing, and then they brought in the squirrel because the squirrel's mom got hit by a car. I know the whole story.
Right.
And then because Peanut lost half of his tail, he was unable to compete on the outside, and he got injured and then came back, and they said, all right, you know what, we're just going to keep him. And then the topper was that he became best friends with the cat.
I'm going to say Netflix.
He's been a very famous squirrel for many years now.
Got
and now I guess somebody was jealous because they're like, oh, this, you know, this organization is making millions off of this squirrel, and they probably were.
Yeah.
And the guy says, I don't deny we made a lot of money off the squirrel, but, you know, it doesn't mean that the squirrel needs to be killed for no reason.
As weak.
Well.
And who feels bad for Fred the raccoon? Because he's not even a famous raccoon, and he got killed probably, too.
He's just chilling there.
He's just a raccoon.
Yeah. Well, R.I. Peanut.
I know. It is sad. All right. Obviously, the job world is tough for Gen Z, and they keep saying a recession is coming, though I don't know if it ever will. But I guess people who are broke Gen Zers are now having to turn down job offers, claiming that they can't even afford to commute to work or buy proper work clothes. I guess some of the jobs that they're being offered, this is people that are between 16 and 25 years old. They find that 1 in 10 of them within that demographic have walked away from employment opportunities just because of commuting costs or the price of job-required uniforms.
Well, yeah, that part sucks. You got to wear certain things. When I was a waiter, man, they made me... It was the stupidest thing ever. I had to wear... I couldn't wear just a regular button-down white shirt. They wanted everyone to wear those dumb collared... The collarless button.
Yeah.
You know those shirts?
Yes.
That have no collar?
But it buttons down?
It's a button down, but there's no band collar shirt. I go,
you buy a collar one and then cut the collar off?
I didn't buy one. I had collared shirts. I cut the collars off. And they said, no, you got to go buy a certain shirt. I remember being so annoyed by it. It's like my first week's worth of tips I had to spend to get the stupid uniform. And then goddamn one spill on it, you're done. You're back to grown up.
Well, and when I was catering, it was like, okay, most of the places I had to drive myself there and back. And some of them were, close by and you could get there by public transit. But then I would work late. So I'd be done at like 2 a.m. And I didn't want to jump on a bus at that time. So, commuting sometimes was rough. And then I had to buy a tuxedo.
Sure.
Full on nice tuxedo.
Yep.
And I think I had the pants and the jacket, but then I had like 3 shirts and that was it. Because I would have to dry clean it or wash it nightly if I was working many days in a row.
That's why we got into this business. We can wear anything we want here. We've tried, but there is no way that we can look worse than we currently do. It doesn't matter. Stains, as you know, stains, rips, it's all acceptable here.
Yeah, and then more bad news just for any Dawson's Creek fans out there. James Vanderbeek and Varsity Blues fans said that he's been privately dealing with a diagnosis of colorectal cancer, and he said that he's been taking steps to resolve it with the support of his family, and there's reason for optimism, and he is feeling good, and he's 47 years old. But I think we've learned with Mark Hoppus, like, he had pretty far along cancer from what I recall.
It always seems,
wasn't it like stage 4?
It always seems shocking when we,
somebody that you grew up with.
Yeah. And you go...
Consuming.
And also you have that moment where you're like, how old can Dawson from Dawson's Creek be?
Yeah. And you're like, people from the shows that I watched are now getting cancer?
Yeah. But, hopefully caught it early, right? And I think it's good. All these guys, when they... Because a lot of them could fight it privately and stuff, but I think it's great when they come out publicly because I think it's just a good reminder for everyone else.
Oh, yeah. Like, transparency.
Most of this stuff, if you can get on top of it early... Because I got a buddy who's dealing with something now, and he got luckily caught it super early, so he'll be fine. But
the butt one?
Yeah, the butt one.
Yeah.
He's got the different butt one. I don't know what's going on with the butt ones.
I don't know, but you catch them
early. Cancer schmancer.
That's right.
That's what I told him.
In the butt.
He said that was pretty helpful. Brand new hour of the show. We kick it off after Foo Fighters on K-Rock.